Like the nostrils, two nose, two holes there.
So Rashi says it means choytim echad. Each bowl had like one nose, besafil v'nekavecha bechoytimay, and each one only had one hole. The kids, each bowl only had one hole in it. Now echad muve v'echad dak. One was a little bit thicker, the hole, and one was a little bit dark, a little bit narrower, the hole. We'll see why. Today she yushneim kolim of asachas. In order that both the water and the wine, in order they used to make now nisach hayayin and nisach hamayim. So these two bowls, one bowl they filled up with the gimelugim of yayin, and one bowl was filled up with the gimelugim of mayim. We wanted them both to end off. In other words, you filled up these bowls, and now there was a hole on the bottom that the water and the yayin dripped down to the bottom of the mizbeach. So we wanted that both of these bowls should empty out at the same time. So therefore, you had to have one a little bit bigger, one a little bit smaller. Like we'll see in the Gemara, because the water goes out much faster than the yayin would, because the yayin is a little bit thicker. Therefore, in order that it should end at the same time, you had to have one a little bit wider, the hole, that the wine had to have a little bit wider, the hole, that they'll both end off at the same time. Yes, that the Mishnah again says that Echad Dak and Echad Muver, Kedei Shiyu Shneim Kolim of Asachas. Now, Ma'arovoi Shomayim, has the bowl that's more on the Ma'arov side, more towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, was used for the Nisach HaMayim, and Mizrocha, the one more towards the east side, that was Shoyayin made with the Nisach of the Yayin. Now, what about if it got mixed up? Ira Shomayim L'Toich Shoyayin, they poured the water into the Yayin side, V'Shoyayin L'Toich Shomayim, or else they poured the wine into the Ma'arov side, onto the bowl that was usually used for the Nisach HaMayim, the locher is yotze. Still, you yotze, it's not a psul. Rabbi Yehuda says, Belug hoye menasich, kol shemoin. He says two chedushim. Now, he argues two things on the Tanakhama. First of all, it wasn't when they went to fetch the water, they didn't fetch it in the pitcher that held gimel lugim. They only collected one lug worth of water. And also, not only on the 7 days of Sukkot, but Kol Shemoyin, even on Shemini Atzeres, also, even on the 8th day, on Shemini Atzeres, it was also the mitzvah to have Nisach HaMayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Mishnah says, Ulumanaseich Oim Eloi Hagbo. So the Kohen that was making the Nisach, that was pouring the water into these bowls, we used to tell them, lift up your hand. Hagbo Yodecha, lift up your hand. Why? Shepam Echad, it once happened, that Nosach Echad Agabe Raglov. There was once like a Tzeduki there. The Tzeduki is a Rosh, he's not Mekabel, the Torah Shabbat Peh, he only does what it says in the Torah, and in the Torah doesn't say clearly the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, therefore they didn't hold from the Nisach HaMayim. So they took the water and they just threw it down on their feet, they didn't do the mitzvah, put it on the Mizbeach, put it on the holes, on these bowls, on the top of the Keren, Marav is Dreimus of the Mizbeach. So what happened? The Ragmu Kol Om, the Esor Geyim, all the people around there, like they did the Nisach HaMayim in the morning, and people were still holding the Esrog in the morning, so they took the Esrog and they threw it at this person and they killed him. They were Agmu Kolom V'Esrogayim. So therefore, that distinction should not happen again. To make sure the Kohen is not a Tzduki, we tell him, make sure to lift up your hand to do the Nisach HaMayim the way you are supposed to. Now, K'maseyo B'choyol Kach Maseyo B'Shabbos. The same way you bring the Nisach HaMayim in the weekday, Huadin, and when Shabbos, any day of Sukkot that comes out on Shabbos, also we do the Nisach HaMayim. Ela only shoyim amala mi'erev Shabbos. They used to fill up the water on Erev Shabbos on Friday, because you're not allowed to carry the water on Shabbos. They used to fill it up on Erev Shabbos chav yeshel zov, a golden pitcher, she'ena mukadeshes. Now they used to make sure this kli now was not a kli shoris, it did not have a kedushas aguf. Because if it would have been a kli shoris that you're fetching the water with, so when the water goes inside the kli, the water becomes kaddish. But the halacha is, anything that's Kaddish has a psulina. When it stays overnight, so to use it the next day, Shabbos in the morning, would really be possible. You see, you can't have it in a Kli Shoris. So the Eitzer is, fetch it now in a regular Kli that has no Kedusha. Min HaShiluach, from the Shiluach, you fetch the water on Friday, O Menicha Balishcha, and leave it overnight in a special room in the Lishcha, in the Azor, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now what's going to happen, Lo Yitzui Nishbecha, the water spills out over Shabbos night, Nisgalsa, or else the pitcher becomes uncovered, that you're not allowed to use now the water for the Nisach HaMayim. So what do you do on Shabbos morning? They used to use the water from the kir. That was also Kedusha. You could use it. So Rashi says, even though it has a kedushas of a kli sharis on it, and the water was kadosh. So the chura, why wasn't the water possel last night? That there it is. In the sun, belina show you mashakoyim ma'isayin min derev v'bor. We had in the Gemara Numa. Every night used to put the kiyar down inside a bor, inside the mayim, inside the well, the water. So therefore, the water did not have a psalina on it. So now, when they picked up the kiyar in the morning, Shabbos in the morning, they were able to use its water for the nisach hamayim. Now, what's wrong if the water was left uncovered at night? So the Mishnah says, shahayayin v'hamayim megulin. If you have water or you have wine that was left uncovered, the lacher is psulin agavi mizbeach. You're not allowed to use this pasul for the mizbeach. And we're always afraid that maybe a snake came and drank from it and left off some poison there. So Rashi learns if there's poison in it now, you did not have the shear. They used to take the exact measurement of the gimel lugim for the water, for the nesach hamayim, and you have to use the exact measurement. So therefore, if a little bit is made out of poison, it's not all made out of water, you don't have a shear for nesach hamayim. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos says that's not the maskonah of Gemara. The maskonah of Gemara is the reason why it's posel is because hakriveh nolah fechasechon. You can't bring something on the mizbeach, something that we ourselves would not use. Like, since we ourselves are not allowed to eat, we're not allowed to drink now this water or this yayin, because it's a sakana, maybe there's poison in it, therefore you can't bring it on the mizbech either. Therefore, if the water was left uncovered last night, the etzer is to take new water from the kiyar Shabbos in the morning. Gemara says now, minohan emili. How do we know this, yisoid, that you're supposed to blow the shofar, the shash you bring the nisach hamayim? Like the Mishnah says, when they brought the water into the shar, into the azara, they used to blow the shofar. Omer Ravina, the Yamakor, the Pasuk says, Ushafte Mayim Besosin. You have to fetch the water with Sosin with Simcha, and blowing the Shofar is also an Indian of Sosin of Simcha. Sumer says now, a Shver Gemara here, exactly what it means, we don't know too clear. But the Gemara says, Hanu Trei Mini. There were two different Minim, two Apikorsim. Rishoyim, it's two Rishoyim and Apikoris. Is Dovak and Avoy Zorah. Chad Shimei Sosin, one person's names was Sosin. Vichad Shimei Simcha, one person's names was Simcha. Is Omule Simcha a Sosin? To the one called Simcha, Sosin said to the one called Simcha, Anu Adifu Minoch, I'm greater than you. The Pasuk says, Sosin v'Simcha Yasigu. So it says, Sosin first, Mashmah Sosin is more greater than Simcha. Omule Simcha, so the other one said back, no, Omule Simcha a Sosin, the one that was called Simcha said to the one that's called Sosin, no, Anu Adifu Minoch, I'm greater than you. The Pasuk says, Simcha v'Sosin la'Yehudim. So you see, Simcha comes first. So good, the Chorus of Simcha, the Psukim, that calls upon him, that's what one said to the other. Omalei Sosan l'Simcha, the one called Sosan said to the one called Simcha, because he didn't win him over yet. He said, you know, Chad Yom, it's going to come a day that Shavkuch, they're going to leave you, v'Shavicha Parvanka, they're going to make you the messenger to go in front to tell what's doing. The Pasuk says, Ki v'Simcha seitzeyu, or Simcha, you're going to go out, you're going to be like the messenger to go out in front to tell everybody how to go, which way to go, if the roads are good or not. You're going to become a messenger. Omalei Simcha l'Sosin. So the one called Simcha said back to the one called Sosin, Chad Yoimin, what's going to happen to you? One day it's going to come about, Shav Kuch, they're going to leave you over, Omolo b'chomayi, and they're going to fill you up with water. The Pasuk says, Ushav temayim b'Sosin. We're going to fill up water with Sosin, so we're going to use you Sosin to fill up the water. Is Omalei Yehumino l'Dishmei Sosin. There's one min, there was other Gnavoy Dezora. His name was called Sosin. He spoke to Rabavua. And he said, Asi dosoi de timluli mayim liyam liyosi. So it come out that you're going to have to use me to fetch you water, loss of loving. Is the chsiv, the Pasuk says, Ushafta mayim be Sosin. You're going to have to fetch your water with Sosin. You're going to have to come unto me. Is omelet, so Rabavua said back to him, I have a chsiv lis Sosin kedekarmata. The Pasuk would have said, Ushafta mayim lis Sosin, you'd be right. Now that the Pasuk says this Sosin, it just means to say, Moshe the Hugavra, we're going to take you, Mishavina Leguda, and we're going to make you into a pitcher. Omalina Beimai, we're going to fill you up with water. That's all the Pasuk means to say. Again, so exactly what this Gemachazal means here, we don't know exactly too clear. Tomorrow, Vaita. The Mishnah says, Olo Ba Kevesh Ufona Lismerli. The Kohenia now used to go up on the Kevesh to bring the Nisach HaMayim, and right away he would turn to make a left turn to go to the Keren Maravis Dremis, because the Kevesh itself was on the Durham side. So to make a right turn would be towards Mizrach. You have to go all the way around the Mizbech. So we say, no, you can make a left turn to go straight to the Maravis Dremis. Tana Rabbanan, the price says like this. Kolo oilim le mezbeach. Usually whoever goes up to the mezbeach, oilim derech yimin. You have to go up and make a right turn, umakifin, and go all around the mezbeach. V'yordan derech smirl, and now you come down on the other side, on the left side of the kevish, of the plank. Chutz, except min oilo lishloish advarim. Accept somebody that's going up for three different things. Shloish advarim halolu. These three things, she'oilin derech smirl, you have a right to go up the left side of the plank, v'chayzun aleikiv, and go backwards, go off backwards on the left side, come down backwards. V'yeluhayn, these are the three things. Nisach hamayim, the kind that went up there with the water. The nisach hamayim, even though it was on the left side, you did not have to walk all the way around the right side, you were allowed to go straight to the left side. The nisach hayayin, the same thing, the kind that has the wine to do the nisach hayayin every single day. V'yelasayif, who are them when the Kohen is doing a korban of the Eil HaSoif, which even the Malika had to be done on top of the Mizbeach, ki sherab so b'mizruch. He's even though the Chetchilu the Mitzvah was to do it on the east side, on the Keren Mizrachis Adroimus, that was the Keren to do it. But sometimes it was too crowded there, there were too many Kohanim doing the Avodah there, too many Kabbonis there, so then you had a right to go to the left side, to go to the Keren Marovis Adroimus. So in such a time, you did not have to walk all the way around the Mizbeach, you would rather go up and make right away a left turn to go straight to the Keren Marovis Adroimus. So Rashi explains the Pshat is because in order to have to go all the way around the Mizbeach, it was very long. It was 32 by 32 Amos. You'd have to walk more than over 100 Amos. So we're afraid that there's a lot of smoke on top of the Mizbeach from all the Marochas that were being burnt. So we're afraid maybe the wine will get smoked, or maybe the water will get smoke in it, and it won't be nice to use that water for the Nisach HaMayim or Nisach HaYayin. That's why we don't let you walk all the way around. We'd rather let you make right away a left turn. And it would then by Ola Soif, by young bird, we're afraid maybe the bird will die from all the smoke on top of the Mizbeach. So therefore we don't tell you to walk all the way around the Mizbeach. We'd rather let you right away make a left turn to go straight to the Keren Duraimis Marovis. The Mer says weiter, these two bowls, according to you, they wasn't made out of silver. It was just made out of white wine. Just it looked black because of the wine. So Gemara says, "Bishleim the yayin mashchir." Bishleim the vessel that was used for the yayin nisach yayin is good. Why it turned black a little bit? Because the wine made it black. But the maya, the one that was set aside for nisach mayim, my mashchir, water doesn't make it black. And the Gemara Kivon the Yomamara, since we learned before, Iro shemayin matoch shayin. Let's say you, by mistake, poured the water into the vessel of the yayin. Or else the shor yayin, the terech shomayim. You poured the wine into the vessel that was usually used for nesach hamayim, yotzo. Shomela, shomayim osla shrurei. Since you became the mitzvah that way, it could be that the vessel used for the water also became black, because sometimes, by mistake, they put wine into that vessel. Vaitum unukovim kimin beis chutmin. Now we say each vessel had like a nose on the bottom of it, and there was a hole inside it. Each one had one. One was wider than the other one. So Gemara says, the churu lema masnis and Rav Yehudi. Our Mishnah churu goes according to Rav Yehuda. V'lei Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin. In other words, the Mishnah's mashma, one hole has to be bigger than the other. And the Mishnah says the reason is because we want the two vessels to empty at the same time. So the Havim Minir is water and wine empties out the same speed. So according to Rav Yehuda, it's very good. Rabbi Yehuda learns that the water is only one lug of water. By the yayin, there's three lugim. So therefore, you have to have a bigger hole on the wine that they shempty out at the same time. But below Rabbanin, because according to the Rabbanin, both the water and the yayin both have three gimel lugim. So they both have the same measurement. Why can't we have the exact same hole on both kalim that they both empty out at the same time? The Gemara says it's none. We learned. Rabbi Yehuda vaymeh belug hayim anasech kol shemayna. They only used one lug of water. So the Chur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good why the hole had to be a little bit bigger. But according to the Rabbonin, since both had exactly gimel lugim, so why did one hole have to be bigger than the other one? That's the Gemara's kashon. The Rabbonin, if we go according to Rabbonin, ki adodin ninu. Both had the exact same measurement, the same amount of water he had as wine. So what do we have to have two different holes for? So Gemara says, afilu teime Rabbonin, if you want to tell me go according to Rabbonin, sheet the air. True, both had the exact same measurement. You had the same amount of wine as you had the water. But I tell you, chamru samach, wine is thicker. It doesn't come out so fast. Maya kolish, water is light and goes out very fast. So even though both had gimel lugim, but if they would have both had the same size hole, the water would empty out faster, much faster, more than the yayin. That's why the yayin had to have a little bit wider hole in order that they should both empty out at the same time. So the emes now mishta could go even according to the rabbanin lav dafka Reb Yehuda. So Gemara says hachli nami mistav. This is the svar also. The Reb Yehuda, if the mishta goes according to Reb Yehuda, rocha the kotzer islay. Reb Yehuda used the lashon of rocha the kotzer, wide and smaller, not a lashon of dak and muva. It should have said lashon of rocha the kotzer. In other words, like Rashi says, the lashon of kotzav a rochav. Rochav wide is mashmur wider space than muva. So our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan Shita, you have to have the wine is a little bit bigger. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the wine has to be much, much more wider. Because the wine has gimel lugim, and the water only has one lug. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the lashon is wider. All right, turn over. Yes, we're saying what that Hachin Nami Mestavra comes Agori that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin and not according to Reb Yehuda Shita. Because according to Reb Yehuda, he says Lashon of Rocha Vekotzer. Where's the Rad Tani? We learned like this. Reb Yehuda Weiner, Shnei Kashvoyes Hayosham. There are two bowls there on top of the Mizbeach. Echot Shomayim, one was used for Nisach Hamayim, V'yechot Shoyayin, for Nisach Yayin. Shoyayin, the one that was used for the wine. Pia Rochev, the opening was much wider. Shomayim Pia Kotzer, the one they used for the water, its opening was much smaller. Kadesh Yushneyim Kolom of Asachas. Why was one wider than the other one? In order that they should end off at the same time. So Shemamin, it's very good. That the Taka learns that there's three gimel, three lugim of wine, and one lug of water. So you had to have a much wider hole on the wine than you have on the water. Mashiach and now Mishnah just says Lashon of Muva goes according to Rabbanan Shita, there wasn't that much of a difference because there was three lugim of both of them. They just had to be a little bit wider for the wine so it empty out exact same time. Fight. Then the Mishnah says, Marvel Shemaim, if you mixed up the two, still it was kosher. Tell Rabbanan, Maitza b'tzduki yechad. Once happened the story with one stuki, that's apikuris, znamakayim, turish, abapeh, shenisrech agabi raglev. He had the nisrech amayim in his hands, and he poured it on his feet, not on the Karen. For Ragmu kolom b'esrogayim, and everybody started to stone him with the esrogayim. Rashi learns by said he also used stones also, and they killed him. Now b'yaisiyayim at that day nitka makaren hamizbech. They threw the stones and the esrogayim and mamish made a hole like on the Karen on the corner of a mizbech. The heviyu what they did then was they brought a bull shomelech like a handful of salt. The sasmu they covered up that hole. So the Gemara says, "Loi mifnei shehuchshur lavoida." Not because covering up this handful of salt, covering up the hole, would make the mizbech roy to be used. Ela mifnei shelo yiru mizbech pogum. Stam, it's not nice. The mizbech should look as if it has a pogum, as if there's a hole there. So therefore, we covered up just to cover the mizbech. But the mizbech is still posel. Why? The locher is shekol mizbech she'ein loy kevesh. It doesn't have a plank going up it. For loy keren, you don't have four corners on the side. Now the top of the Mizbeach, we know, the top was 32 by 32 amas. A keren was at each four corners, it was one amma by one amma, and one amma high. That was the keren. So if you're missing a keren, it's possible. For lo yisoid, if a Mizbeach doesn't have a yisoid, also it's possible. For lo ribu, if it's not exactly square, it's possible l'avoida. It's possible to do the avoida. Here also, since it became possible, there was a hole there on the keren, it wasn't ribu now, it wasn't whole, so you couldn't use the Mizbeach. So that they filled it up with salt wasn't real to make it kosher, still be possible. They just did it mainly just to make it that it shouldn't look like a pkam. It should not look that it's not kosher. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding daf memtes. Start over again. Last gemara again was that voice hayoyim there were gemuhu besrogehim. And nifkumu keren hamizbeach ve'viyo bul shemelech v'sasmu. This is the Gemara before that says leim mifnei shuchshul avoido el mifnei shlo yirum mizbeach pogum. Now the Gemara starts off with nach mem.